This afternoon, people can step outside and watch a solar eclipse. From our view here in northern Michigan, only part of the sun will be blocked by the moon. But south of us, the moon will completely block the sun, and for a couple of minutes, the sky will go dark in what is called the totality. Local amateur astronomer Bob Moeller will be traveling to Missouri to be near this. Megan Nadolski has the story of Bob and his love of space.
This is Bob Moeller with Ephemeris for Tuesday, June 6th. Today the sun will be up for 15 hours.
If you tune into the Interlochen Public Radio Station any morning of the week, you might catch Bob Moeller's radio show.
A question that has vexed astronomers for years.
Bob's been on the air talking about space since 1975.
This would be my 43rd orbit of the sun.
Okay, happy telescope. All right.
Let's see where we are.
We're standing in Bob's backyard. He's got one of his four telescopes out.
You can take a peek here.
Oh my God! Whoa!
Well, you're looking near the south pole of the moon.
It's actually a rock.
Yeah, no green cheese.
You ever get tired of looking at the moon?
Yeah, a little bit sometimes. It's a big street light, you know. You want to see stars and galaxies and nebulae and star clusters? It's got to go away.
Bob got his first telescope before NASA was even established. And through it, he's seen it all.
About the best thing I've seen is a total solar eclipse.
He saw his first solar eclipse in 1963. And he's so into astronomy that he hasn't missed one in North America since. But Bob never wanted to go into space because...
Well, we are in space. We're on a spaceship called the Earth, orbiting the sun.
A guy who thinks of the Earth as a spaceship requires something a little different in a romantic partner.
Judy, we met just before I went into the Air Force. I told her, you know, I'm an amateur astronomer. We have this problem. We go out at night.
Judy learned the constellations. She even wrote her own planetarium show for kids. They got married and chased total solar eclipses together, like the one in 1970.
We took off at midnight of the eclipse day and drove all the way to North Carolina and ended up in a cornfield outside of Bladenboro, North Carolina.
They had more adventures. A daughter of their own, various banking jobs. The Earth orbited the sun. Years passed. And then one day, in September of 2014...
This is Bob Moeller with Ephemeris for Tuesday, September 16th. The sun will rise at 7:22. It'll be up for 12 hours and 28 minutes, setting at 7:51. The love of my life, Judy, passed away last Saturday after 48 years of marriage. When I met her, arranged by my
sister. Night Judy died, Bob did go out and look up at the stars, but he knew Judy wouldn't be there.
It's not that mysterious out there. It's the same stuff as here, same atoms, same sunlight on the moon as on the Earth.
You see, for Bob, Judy hadn't just left Earth. She'd left all of space. Instead, when he looked up, he saw what he always sees.
Those are all friends that you see every year at the same time. And there might be a planet that wasn't where it was last year, things like that. But they're all friends. Yeah, there we go. See, there's Vega. That's Vega. It's our green pointer here. And it's Deneb. Little Dipper looks like somebody stepped on a handle.
There's another total solar eclipse this August. Bob says he'll be there. It'll be his fifth, and the first since Judy died.
Eclipses occur at intervals, and this eclipse coming up, this is 54 years and 1 month after my first total solar eclipses. So I really want to see this one, complete the cycle.
Eclipses don't last very long, but Bob's traveled thousands of miles just to stand in the totality.
Yes, totality. Very few minutes in the shadow of the moon is a very special time. Streetlights go on, roosters crow, but it is a magical time. Magical sights.
And maybe this is why Bob loves the totality so much. When you're standing in the shadow of a total solar eclipse for about 2 minutes and 41 seconds, it's undeniable.
Yes.
You can grasp it. We really are already in space.
Bowl of the Big Dipper and the handle.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Megan Nadolski.
Megan Nadolski took the Transom Audio Workshop this summer at Interlochen Center for the Arts. The moon will cover 3/4 of the sun in northern Michigan this afternoon. The peak coverage will be at 2:20 p.m.